This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Israel has released a video of a Gaza tunnel where it says Hamas militants killed six hostages.
In a nationally televised broadcast in Israel, the military released video footage of a Gaza tunnel where it says six hostages were recently killed by Hamas.
The tunnel is about 120 meters long and ends in a blocked iron door. This short blocked part of the tunnel is where the hostages were held and murders.
Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the video had already been shown to the hostages' families. The discovery of the hostages' bodies last month has sparked a mass outpouring of anger in Israel and demands for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining hostages held by Hamas home. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S., U.K., and European countries announced new sanctions against Iran and Russia in response to missile shipments, AP's Jennifer King.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a news conference in London with his counterpart ahead of a joint visit Wednesday with top officials in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly, we've warned Tehran privately, that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Calling the missile transfers a direct threat to European security, Britain, France, and Germany announced new sanctions, including the cancellation of air service agreements that will hinder Iran Air's ability to fly to the UK and Europe. Britain and the U.S. say they are imposing travel bans and asset freezes on those involved, including Iranian officials and Russian businesses. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have showcased starkly different visions for the country on abortion, immigration, and American democracy as they met for the first time Tuesday for perhaps their only debate before November's presidential election. The Democratic vice president moved to get under the skin of the former Republican president, provoking him at times. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken continued his visit to Britain on Tuesday, meeting with the Prime Minister Keir Starmer in London. As the two sat down for talks, Blinken pushed for the strong bond and shared goals of the two countries.
For the United States, you remain not only the most special of relationships, but really the most essential of relationships. We are together dealing with a greater complexity, a greater multiplicity, a greater interconnectedness of problems than ever before. But the fact that we're doing it side by side makes all the difference and is a tremendous sense of confidence for us.
Blinken met earlier Tuesday with the British Foreign Secretary, David Lammy, and then discussed a variety of issues as well as announced a joint visit to the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv, on Wednesday. Starmer is scheduled to meet with U.S. President Joe Biden in Washington on Friday. Hundreds of thousands of Catholics in East Timor joined Mass Tuesday in the third stop on Pope Francis's Southeast Asian tour. Reuters correspondent Diane To.
An estimated 600,000 people in East Timor turned out in the baking heat for a mass with the visiting Pope Francis on Tuesday. That's just under half the country's population, making it proportionally one of the largest ever turnouts for mass during a papal visit. The only other pope who has visited the country, John Paul II, celebrated mass in 1989 at the same site amid the country's fight for independence from Indonesia. After a brutal 24-year occupation that ended with formal independence in 2002, East Timor now has a median age of 20, according to official estimates. The pope's stop in East Timor is part of an ambitious 12-day, four-country Asia-Pacific tour. The former Portuguese colony is a half-island nation of 1.3 million people north of Australia.
Hundreds of protesters pushed into Mexico's Senate as lawmakers weighed a contentious plan to overhaul the country's judiciary, forcing the body to temporarily suspend its session. Shutdown Tuesday came just hours after Mexico's ruling party, Morena, appeared to have wrangled the votes it needed to jam through the proposal after at least one member of an opposition party was accused of flipping to support the overhaul. The overhaul was championed by Mexico's outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. The two opposition candidates who ran in Algeria's elections are now challenging the result and calling into question the president's landslide victory. The Constitutional Court was harshly rebuking the election officials and disputing the vote count. Challenge followed earlier claims from all three campaigns of irregularities. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.